Have you ever had someone recommend something to you? Have you ever asked for a recommendation for something? Have you ever taken a recommendation you regretted? Do you have something you want to recommend? Welcome to Recommended to Me by a Friend. If you're anything like me, you've probably had a lot of people who have given you a lot of recommendations for everything, from what to watch, to what to eat, to where you should spend your free time. Come and hear what happens when this overscheduled writer not only expands her horizons with new recommendations, but also tests the boundaries of friendship as I drag a new co-host along for the ride. Will I have made a positive memory, or will I give my friends a new reason not to answer my calls?
I'm Aubrey, and this is Recommended to Me by a Friend.
Katie's willing to compromise on her morals now.
Yes.
But one of my favorite lines is,
"She's a life ruiner. She ruins people's lives."
And this is in the both movie versions and the stage whenever Katie finds out Janice's side of the story, which we've already gone over. And Ali'i, her version of Janice in 2024, does this thing where as Damien is telling the story, she kind of hides behind the mask.
Yes.
And you can tell she's just so embarrassed. And it's just so awkward, and then she's waiting, and then after it's all said and done, you know, Katie says, "I'm so sorry that happened to you." And at that point, she lifts up the mask, and it's like, okay, you know the worst thing about me, and okay. And so, it's like, okay, we both feel terrible, and it's because of what this girl did.
Yeah.
And that's when my favorite song from, actually one of my favorite songs from this stage comes in.
Now that's a party.
A revenge party, a party that ends with somebody.
Good.
Yes.
It's quintessential Damien and Janice.
I love it.
Working in tandem. Uh-huh. I don't like the movie version.
No.
They add that weird second
verse. The
Broadway
one is so much better.
All right. Now it's during this song. And by the way, this is pure genius. Revenge party. A party that ends with somebody's head on a spike.
Yes.
I like one of them. I had to go back and listen to it several times to understand what they're saying. Mm-hmm. It's a revenge party. The party that ends with somebody sad and alone, and Janice goes, "And ugly crying."
because
she's so
catch that.
She's so excited about it. She goes, "And ugly crying." And I'm just like, I had to listen to that at least like 3 or 4 times. I had to keep her on. It's like, what does she say there? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's brilliant. And she's so excited when she says it.
Yes.
Now, this is the part in Revenge Party, in the musical, kind of sweeps us through Halloween all the way to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when, in the original 05, they come up with a plan. They're going to start sabotaging Regina.
Yes.
Earlier, Katie was not okay doing anything that would actually harm Regina, but now she's willing to sabotage
her.
So we start off with the foot cream in the face cream.
Yes, because Janice works at this kind of like Bath and Body Works type store in the mall that doesn't happen in the musical.
Yeah.
And you find out that they're putting this foot cream on her face.
But it does not work.
No.
In fact, Aaron likes the smell of it. It smells like
peppermint.
Minty.
Yeah.
And so the other plan, we've talked about it, Janice cuts the holes in where the nipples would be on the shirt, and then it becomes the new fashion.
It becomes trend.
Now,
which they take kind of that and they kind of mold it a little bit
to make the wet look.
Yes, because so in the remake, she wins Homecoming Queen. They spray her with the sprinklers.
Incidentally, whenever Janice is climbing up the ladder to get the sprinklers, that's when she says "ugly crying."
Yeah.
And I love it because her face, she's just so excited, like she's climbing. And you just see her look at the camera. Oh my god.
Yeah, so in the remake, they spray her with sprinklers, and she just flaunts this, like, wet, crying, mascara everywhere look that everybody picks up.
Yeah.
Everybody picks up on the mascara trend, like they do with the boob trend in the original.
Including their French teacher, played by Ashley Parks.
Yes.
Fun little tie-in. That happened whenever the first, I was looking at you and I went, "That's Ashley Parks." I'd be like, "I don't know who that is."
I watched the remake and then Broadway. So now looking back, I'm like, yes, Ashley Park. Okay.
Yeah. They do these things that keep backfiring. Mm-hmm. I love in the original movie, this is ass guys. It's been a month and all we've done is make Regina's face smell like a foot.
Yeah.
In the original of 5, they are standing in the hall. Janice leaves.
quickly because mm-hmm. Regina's showing up. Lisa does a thing where she compliments a girl's skirt in the exact same way.
I love your skirt. Where'd you get it?
And then as soon as the girl's out of earshot,
that is the ugliest skirt.
And then Katie, remember, she did the exact same thing with her bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, oh, I love your bracelet. Yeah, where'd you get it?
And yeah, it's just further proof that Katie can't really trust Regina.
Not at all.
Now, the problem is, before this, Janice actually, and she does, she suggests the same thing in Revenge Party, and that is, gotta crack Gretchen Wieners.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We gotta crack Gretchen Wieners. We crack Gretchen, and then we crack the lock on Regina's whole dirty history.
Say crack again.
Crack.
And originally she says, I can't do that. Like, that's punching down.
Yes.
Gretchen is hanging by a thread. She's not doing great.
She's not gonna, yeah. And in the meantime, can't do that to her.
And in the meantime, she's noticing Regina's being actively more terrible.
Worse and worse to Gretchen.
And she's trying so hard to win Regina's favor.
Yeah, back to that anxious attachment. She's like, no, Regina, like, I just want to make you happy. And everything she's doing isn't working.
That's where that song that we don't like comes in. What is wrong with me? Ugh. And it's just, it slows things down.
I don't love the closet scene.
No, it's not great.
No.
But anyway, so during the Revenge Party song, you see the infamous hair pushback scene, which is echoed from, I think, it's in all three versions. Yes. And Regina, for no reason,
is flaunting Aaron directly in front of Katie. It's like, Katie, don't you think his hair looks sexy pushed back? And she makes Katie say it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, your hair looks sexy pushback.
I always feel bad for Aaron because he knows that she has a crush on him.
Yes, and he is just having to stand there and take it.
And in the musical, there's a point Damien and Janice show up out of nowhere, and Janice kind of actually offers Katie an out.
At every party, there might be a low where the energy dips.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You might be thinking it's late, we should go. And they ran out of chips.
And then Katie says, you know what?
No, no, no! I can't even watch when she touches his hair. And I watched a snake eat a cow. Regina needs to be toppled. Sorry, Gretchen.
No, I cannot deal with this anymore. That's the mm-hmm. And so she straight up comes up with a plan to gaslight. Now, here's the thing that doesn't work in the musical versions because they left it out, and it's brilliant. She gets three mannequins.
Yes.
One for Regina.
Yep.
One is for herself, mm-hmm. and one is for Karen.
And none for Gretchen Wiener.
But they're both, the ones to herself and Karen, are from...
Regina. Yes. So it looks like Regina sent both of them candy canes and not Gretchen.
Now, because of this, in the 05, Gretchen starts cracking.
She starts losing it at this point, yes.
And she starts letting things slip. Mm-hmm. And there's things that even just... There's things that just... Well, you know, her parents totally don't sleep in the same bedroom, if that's what you mean. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, that's just sad. At one point, she says, well, I'm the only one that knows about her nose job. And that could be something. But the actual thing is...
And you know she cheats on Aaron. Yes, every Thursday he thinks she's doing SAT prep, but really? She's hooking up with Shane Oman in the projection room above the auditorium. And I never told anybody that because I'm such a good friend.
She's cheating mm-hmm. on Aaron.
Yep.
Now, one thing that I love, and it only works in the stage musical, I'm glad they didn't put it anywhere else, she says she tells Aaron she's doing ACT prep, but in reality, she's hooking up with Shane Oman in the North Shore...
Projector room.
No, in the North Shore Lions mascot costume. Oh.
She makes him wear the costume?
No! They're both in the costume!
For me... I don't know. I just, it didn't happen to me. I was just like, this is so unpractical.
But
why?
Did you see, like, you can barely see it in the clip that we saw.
Yes.
But you can see there's
you
like.
You can see there's two people in there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where is this going?
That's so funny. Because it's just outside the realm of reality. That's just enough to make it hilarious.
Yes. So in the original, they're hooking up in the like, projector room.
The projector room above the auditorium.
Yes. Where, I don't know if you had one at this one. We, in our auditorium, we definitely had a projector room. I don't know what went on in the projector room, but we definitely had one. So
apparently some stuff involving mascot costumes.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Yeah, so Gretchen has the secret, and she has now exposed it to Katie.
That's a thing that they can actually use, and here's why they can use it. This is something... Anything else would have been something that only somebody would have gotten that information if Regina George had been vulnerable. But this is something that they can actually say and just put somebody on the track to find them. And then it's somebody else's fault.
Yes.
So, the plans to get Aaron to the projection room above the auditorium, like telling them swim practice has been changed.
Yes, to the projector room. It's like, what? Who would believe that? So it's very elaborate.
It's very
trying to get him to walk in on them.
Damien has a hoodie and glasses and steals her purse. And as he runs away, Aaron runs after him.
Looks like he's headed for the projection room above the auditorium.
So it's like very obvious that they're trying to get Aaron to walk in on Regina cheating on him, mm-hmm. which you miss out on in the Broadway.
Well, he does cash in, but what winds up happening in all versions is Katie is frustrated. She's getting closer and closer, and the reason she's getting closer to Aaron is because she has realized that if she is worse at math,
he will help her, and they can have more conversations.
Now, have you seriously never had to... You've never felt the need to dumb yourself down?
No.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not.
So much luckier.
I always felt like I... Now, granted, these are engineering classes.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like I was the dumbest person in class. I was probably not, but I always felt like, oh, these people are always smarter. Like, I did not feel the need to be like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I never did that. I was just like, oh... I'm gonna try. You guys may have this better than me.
I have purposely played down that I am witty. Because guys like funny girls. They don't want to date them. I have come to realize. They don't want the girl that's gonna come up with a quick snap.
A joke about them.
Actually, hang on. High school guys
right.
don't want to
I
be.
I think it's an insecurity level.
Yeah. I realized I was getting more luck in college, mainly with the friends.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, and that's okay. I've since found dudes that appreciate my, ness.
Yes.
but yeah, because you don't want to be the funny girl. You don't want to be the smart, witty girl. At least I didn't, but that was, you know. Also, I hung out with, like, a lot of Jags, so there's that. Yeah. Just real jag-offs, anyway.
Yeah, no, I've...
At that age, good-looking guys are almost exclusively jags.
Yes.
But yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and definitely, I think there are times where we as women have to fit into, like, a bubble. It's like...
Yep. You know what? We might actually have the Spice Girls to blame. We had 5 women, and all of them were defined by one characteristic.
Yeah.
And we could not get enough of that.
Nope.
So, the point is, Katie is now failing math, and she sings a song in the beginning, and it's sort of reprised here, Stupid with Love.
Yeah.
Now, I like the phrase, she's stupid with love, meaning she is bad at knowing how to do all, like, the girly love things.
Yes.
And subsequently, she is stupid... with love.
Mm-hmm.
She's dumbing herself down.
I cringe every time. I'm just...
I don't understand that because I would have been in so much trouble if I'd failed so many quizzes.
On purpose.
Yeah, and like, I cannot imagine a scenario where, like, my mother and my dad just look at me like...
What are you doing?
No, like, just total frozen, like, they wouldn't even know how to proceed. It's like, we've never encountered this kind of stupidity.
Yes. Like, that's another level.
It's
beyond the just general, like, not knowing. It's one thing to fail and not know the content. It's another thing to know the content really well.
And purposely jack up your grade.
So at some point, Mrs. Norbury says, like, oh, this is interesting. Like, your work is all right, just your answers are wrong.
And the way she says it, in only a way that Tina Fey can... But anyway, so she's failing algebra in an attempt to spend more time with him, and they are getting closer.
Yes, and now we move on to Christmas.
Well, no, hang on. Because Katie does something whenever we're in a tutoring session. She does kiss Aaron, but he cannot cheat on Regina. And that's whenever the word vomit happens.
Oh no, it was coming up. The word vomit. I didn't mean to say it, but...
She's cheating on you!
What?
Katie outs Regina. And she tells him that...
Straight up that Regina's cheating on you with Shane Omen.
She does it to take Aaron away from Regina. Mm-hmm. What she doesn't understand is how much it hurts.
It really hurts him.
And she doesn't even, it does not faze her. She is in fact shocked after several days go by, or several weeks, and he's so depressed about it. He, you know, and all she can see is he's not asking me out. And it just, it does speak volumes, because now you see Katie's getting more and more narcissistic.
Yes, and she's more and more selfish.
Yes.
And tunnel visioned into what she wants, and mm-hmm. not anybody else around her.
It's not about this revenge for and with Janice anymore. In fact, Janice is saying, you know, it's like, hey, you know, maybe we could probably dial back a little. Actually, no, at this point, she's still very much gung-ho, because you're right, it does go to Christmas, mm-hmm. leading into the talent show. A couple of things happen here. So, first off, 2005 wins this.
Yeah.
Because...
Damien has a song.
Kevin MC, yo.
Yeah, I think that's the best Kevin.
That's the best Kevin. I love Kevin so much. You know, his totally inappropriate rap.
And then completely gets cut off by...
And then he finishes with, Happy Holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, love Kevin. Kevin G. Mm-hmm. Badass Kevin G. MC.
Yep.
Because you know what? All us suckers don't have nothing on him. That's, nope. That's, yeah. All right. Damien does sing. He sings yes. two different versions. I found out he's singing the iCarly theme song.
I know. I love it.
In French.
Yes.
I didn't know what that was.
I love it. I love it. It speaks to my generation.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It wasn't until this time that I watched it. I was like... That's the iCarly song.
I didn't know what it was. I had that was in an IMDb fact. I was like, oh, okay. So they couldn't do Jingle Bell Rock because mm-hmm. obviously they don't have the rights to do it on a nightly show. So they'd make it a new song called Rockin' Around the Pole. Mm.
It doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't hit the same.
Nor do the events that occur in each of the dances.
Well, before this, I think we've actually... skated right over probably the most destructive thing that Katie does to Regina. And that's the Caltine bars.
Yes.
She, in a very real way, kind of poisons her.
Yes.
I mean, granted, it's not an allergic reaction. It's not an actual poison. But what she is doing, she's giving Regina, literally lying to her, telling her this does one thing and it does another. Yes. Does the exact opposite to alter her body.
Yes. Which is, it's so toxic.
It's messed up. In
so many ways.
It is so messed up because that could... There's so many issues with that. Yeah. There's so many issues.
But there's also the body issue on Regina's side where she's like, oh, I want to lose 3 pounds. We're like, 3 pounds? You can fluctuate 3 pounds in a matter of days.
But she says it constantly. And at one point, the girls don't react mm-hmm. right away. And it's clear this is not... She doesn't want to lose 3 pounds. She wants to say that she wants to lose 3 pounds so people...
Yeah, so everybody comes around. Oh, no, you're perfect. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Yeah.
So she wants to do the... She wants to lose 3 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so she's eating these Caltine bars, which in fact are weight gain supplements.
Yeah.
I do love the convoluted thing in the 2005. It's like, well, all this information is in Swedish. Yeah, well, explains it on the label. You read Swedish? Everybody in Africa can read Swedish.
Yeah. Like, no.
Is butter a carb? Yes.
Yes. Just, I'm on an all-carb diet.
I'm on an all-carb diet. She's so insane.
Yes.
But Katie has done all these things, and in the meantime, Regina is... Here's something that they don't do in the others, they do in the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a moment of pure gold. And that's whenever she says, she's breaking out, Regina's breaking out. And she says, where did you get this face wash? And you see a cut scene of Damien putting lard into this thing.
Yes.
And then
Janice again, is holding it and...
Just this big smile on her face.
Yes, yes. Just, she's like devious about it. She's like, yes.
I'm going to love how this turns mm-hmm. out. Anyway, so her face is breaking out. She's getting heavier. She's now been broken up with, mm-hmm. which I bet is very new territory for her. And on top of that, she's lashing out at Karen
and Gretchen.
Early on, Gretchen, as a way to point out that she's very trustworthy and can keep secrets, tells Katie that Karen's had sex with 11 people and I haven't told anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until now, when you just told Katie.
But it was so, you know, just... And then whenever they're getting ready for this dance, Behind the stage, Regina is panicked and she's just really agitated. Mm-hmm. And Gretchen's doing everything she can to try to appease her, try to make things better for her. And Regina just doesn't want to have any. She just wants to be mean about it. And they go on stage and Karen's bra is showing. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Your bra is showing." She says, "Yeah, it's a look." She goes, "Well, is it a look that says, I've had sex with 11 people? Because you nailed it." And you can see both girls. They're just... Yeah,
they just know.
And there's something about when Karen's hurt.
Yes. That because just... you love Karen. Karen's kind of the nicest one of all of them.
And she's so hard to hurt.
Yes.
It's hurt. And it's just like, if she's been hurt, it's like, game over, man. Yeah. Like, reel it back in.
Right.
But they do this dance mm-hmm. again. Inappropriate dance.
Yep, for it's high schoolers.
It's exactly what a high schooler would come up with. Like, this is so sophisticated and sexy.
Yeah, and it's very not.
None of these things.
So, at one point in the movie, Regina says to Gretchen, like, "Oh, we need to switch because there were three of us, and now there's four of us, mm-hmm. so you need to be on the other side." And it's like, they don't have that kind of manipulation in either Broadway.
No, but it is interesting because Regina has gained weight, and everybody can see it mm-hmm. except for Regina, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so Gretchen actually makes a comment. It's like, "Well, we haven't done the acrobatics for a while. And since, you know, you've, and then it's a moment and she kind of has to cover. It's like, well, you know, we've all, you know, like, we just different."
Yeah.
Anyway, so what winds up happening in the musical versions?
Oh, I did not love the way the Broadway one went. So,
and no, that was awkward.
Yeah. Maybe we go one by one. The Broadway, mm-hmm. So Regina has gained weight, so her skirt does not fit her anymore.
And it falls.
It completely falls off. Uh-huh. And they do a turn, full underwear and everything. She runs off stage.
Yeah. And they play it off as like a photo op that everyone's pushing everybody, around social media.
Yeah, it blows up on social media. Mm-hmm. It goes viral.
Well, hang on. And at the same time, everyone sees Katie is the only one that keeps it together, mm-hmm. I guess.
Which you also see in the movie where...
That's a little different. She just keeps things together. She doesn't do anything different or mm-hmm. wrong. She doesn't step out of the box and she doesn't embarrass herself.
Right.
Gretchen tries to quickly resolve the situation and she ends up falling. And Karen falls asleep, kind of. It's like, I think she just panicked.
Yeah. It's like, she completely like shuts down.
Yeah.
So in the original, you have them kicking the boombox straight into... The teacher's face.
Into Jason's face. No, it's Jason.
Oh, oh, yes. And Katie kind of panics and she's like, "Oh my gosh, what do we do now?" It's silent and starts singing. And everyone joins in.
And it's a great moment.
It is a great moment. And I think it's a growing moment for her. She's like, "Oh, I now have more power. Like, I can do this."
Yeah. And it's something none of the other plastics would have thought to do.
No.
Because it involves being... a thinker. Like,
yes.
You have to have creative thought to do that. You have to take initiative. And you can't, if you're in girl world, you can't do anything unless you know already it's approved.
Yes.
And that's a problem.
So she kind of steps out of the box there and was like, "Well, I gotta do something to keep this going." Begins singing.
She makes it better than it could have been.
Yes.
That doesn't happen in either of the musicals. And for some reason, everybody suddenly loves Katie. Mm-hmm. Now, what's weird is in the original... This is where the tides shift in favor of Katie.
Yes.
And that makes sense, but it's also where the tide shifts in favor of Katie for the others, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay. It doesn't help that Angori is not a super great singer.
Ooh, yeah.
She's adequate.
Good, not great.
Yeah, she's not.
And she's not necessarily Broadway.
She can't belt it.
No.
And that's okay for, like, everyday life and being an actress and everything. But it is kind of a slap in the face if she's the lead role of a movie based on a Broadway show. So I don't know why mm-hmm. that was the thing. But anyway, we move on.
Yeah.
In the 05, in the aftermath of all of this, both Gretchen and Karen are complimenting Katie.
Yes.
"You saved us. Mm-hmm. It was the best ever.
That was so good. It was
so good." It's also where Kevin G says he compliments her or something. And Gretchen... thinks that Katie likes him. And he says,
"Yes,
that's why you want to join Mathletes." And Aaron says, "You hate math." And suddenly, that's the first mm-hmm. time Regina suddenly, it's like, oh, there is stuff that I don't know. But all of that is sidelined whenever, again, Katie's getting more attention. And Regina immediately snaps.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "It was so fetch. Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen." And then at that point, that's when all hell breaks loose. That's...
Gretchen's done. Gretchen cracks.
Her Caesar speech.
Why should Caesar get to stomp around like a giant while the rest of us try not to get smushed under his big feet? What's so great about Caesar? Brutus is just as cute as Caesar. Okay, Brutus is just as smart as Caesar. People totally like Brutus just as much as they like Caesar. And when did it become okay for one person to be the boss of everybody, huh? Because that's not what Rome is about. We should totally just stab Caesar!
Gretchen Wieners had cracked.
I love that speech. I'm so sad it didn't make it into either musical. Like, that is so... Oh, that's iconic.
It is.
It's very much an iconic scene.
So, it all ends up the same way.
Hmm?
Regina, who is now notably less popular than Katie, also single and very much out of shape,
mm-hmm.
which I still feel bad about. She has no idea why. She goes to the cafeteria, and for the first time, the other girls are ready to stand up to her. So, they come up with the most unarguable defense ever, and that is Regina broke the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It is. What is it, Wednesday or Monday or something? I think it's Friday.
What?
Yeah, it's not Friday.
It's not Friday. But she shows up wearing sweatpants.
Wearing sweatpants. And that means you can't sit with us.
That was the rule laid out at the beginning. If you wear sweatpants on any day but Friday, you cannot sit with us.
And then you see Regina immediately said, well, those rules aren't even real. And Karen, that's when you realize Karen's upset. She's willing to stand up.
Yeah.
It's a awkward moment. They were real
when you didn't let me sit with you when I was wearing this.
Yeah, they were real that day I wore a vest.
Yeah.
And it's just this moment. Now, in the musical, they throw it to Katie. It's like, mm-hmm. what do you think? I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of either way. I think it's just a different flavor.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it or like it better.
Yeah.
It's sort of, eh. I do like the moral quandary she goes through in the stage play mm-hmm. because it freeze frames and she's like, what do I do?
Do I let her sit with us? I mean, she's my friend, but we were told to follow the rules.
And
so she's now in this kind of conflict, internal conflict, where, you know, do we let Regina sit with us or not?
Yeah, like, it's the decent thing to do, to let her, because at one point Regina says, and it's so heartbreaking, she says,
these sweatpants are all that fits me right now.
And it's just, she's not sarcastic, she's not snarky.
It's like, she's kind of ashamed of it.
Well, I mean, it's like, and she's also mystified, you know, she does not understand what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole world is falling apart. And she just is trying to hang on to the fact that maybe somewhere somebody hasn't noticed all the flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And now her own group is kicking her out. And it's something so pivotal. It's something so stupid and important at the same time. It's her physical being.
Yes.
And it's just that moment, especially Rachel McAdams. You just, sweatpants is the only thing that fits me right now. And she doesn't look at them when she says it.
Right.
And then she just looks up expecting her friends. For the first time ever, she needs her friends.
Yeah. To stand up and be like, no, you're fine, you're good. Mm-hmm. And they don't.
They do not. And she looks, and then even Katie averts her eyes. She mm-hmm. can't look at her. And I love Rachel McAdams. Fine. You can walk home, bitches. Now, this leads into a song.
Wait. Who is my boss? Now Regina is gone. I'll wear what I want, which is what I have on, and a vest.
I love Karen's little ribbon dance.
I also made a comment about that. I was like, Karen's ribbon dance is everything.
It's everything. I like how at the end she takes her sleeves off to reveal she's wearing a vest.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I can wear what I want, which is what I have on, and a vest.
Yes.
It's like, oh, Karen, I just love you so much.
I thought you would cave, but you stood up to her. You were strong, you were brave. No, you know what you were. You were fetch, so fetch, and we're free.
You were fetch.
Yes.
And they all, you know, Katie says it too. Mm-hmm. And I love this whole thing. But you'll notice, Katie, if you look closely, she's trying to downplay it at first.
Yes.
And it's only when the other students, she realizes, that I think she's like, she can kind of turn it where mm-hmm. it's like, this wasn't all revenge. Look how much better I made things for everybody else.
Yeah.
See? And me being on top means somebody terrible doesn't get to be on top.
But at this point, you know, good and well in all three, that Katie is full on plastic now.
She is
utter and complete plastic.
Oh, she has one more move to make before she becomes plastic. But they have this whole thing. The other plastics are free. They're happy. And Katie, with all signs of looking like a much better queen bee. But at this point, she's gotten what they wanted. And Janice says, hey, come to my art show. I've been working really hard. Yeah. You know, and this is my part of my life. And I want you to be there as my friend. And Katie doesn't really pay attention to this.
No.
At the same time, I think this is when Spring Queen announcements are made. Interesting fact. The plan was originally to make sure, because Damien stuffed the ballot box, to make sure, we all knew Regina was going to get in.
Absolutely.
But they wanted Gretchen to get in.
Yes.
Which she was nominated, and originally that was a way to drive a wedge between.
Regina and Gretchen.
Because Regina would be mad, and Gretchen would be paranoid.
Yes.
So what was not in the plan was, in the original movie, Damien also stuffed the ballot to make Janice a nominee. Yeah. And then we find out that the student body has elected Katie as well. And that's a thing where she's genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
And it's kind of upsetting how much she likes it.
Yes.
I didn't realize this. I remember thinking about this in the theater. I didn't realize she remembered and that she knew that Janice's art thing was the night that she did the party.
Oh.
I thought she forgot.
Oh, no, because no, no.
I forgot. And then later when Janice shows up, I was like, oh my God, this is so much worse.
Yeah.
But in the rewatch, she tells her parents. So her parents are going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. And she's supposed to go with them, and she lies to them.
Yes.
And says that she's going to go to Janice's art show. And that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah, so she, at this point, is lying to absolutely everybody. She's lying to Janice and saying, oh, I've got to go with my parents out of town. She's lying to her parents and saying, oh, I have to go to Janice. I have to go
Janice's
support my
art
friend Janice's art show. And she does none of that.
See, and the thing is, I think the reason why I was able to give her the pass is because in the beginning, whenever she tells Janice that she can't go, she doesn't have any plans for a party at that point.
No.
She legitimately is like, I can't go. And she even tells the plastics. And it's like,
I've got this thing.
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm going to Madison with my mom.
Yeah.
Or my parents.
Yeah, my parents. And in the way that they convince her, the most stupid girl high school reason is for a boy.
Yep.
She's going to lie to her family and screw and throw Janice under the bus for a stupid, legitimately stupid boy.
Yes. That's the worst reason.
So, and that to me is, that's the point where she is officially over.
Yeah, when she starts lying to everybody.
It's not just that. She lies with reckless abandon. Just does not care.
No.
And it's only a problem when she gets caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. That's the difference between Katie and Regina. Katie as a queen bee is just as bad as Regina, but Regina is, I don't want to say smarter, but she knows how to play the game
better.
She does.
Yeah. But Regina has this, she has the background, she has the social cues that Katie hasn't had yet.
Yeah. So, she decides to throw the party. She is very selective with the guest list. Janice and Damien also did not make the cut, and we have to make sure the party is low-key enough, so Regina does not find out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I like how the party word gets spread in the newer thing. Yeah, of course, that's going to go on social media. Mm-hmm. It's going to immediately, not only is that going to inform all the people about the party, but also, that's how Damien and Janice find out.
Yes.
And Regina. So, she has this party. In the original, you see Aaron literally looking from room to room. And it's not until Regina, who has found out about the party, starts looking around the party. Aaron avoids her, and that's how he winds up in Katie's room.
Yes.
I love, there's a little thing. Katie has been drinking. She's drinking more and more because Aaron has not shown up.
Yes.
She's problem drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she is drunk, and she winds up in her room. And there's that couple making out, and she just goes, get out. But yeah, Aaron winds up in her room.
Yes.
And he sees first the picture with her in the plastics. And he kind of rolls his eyes, and then he sees her on the elephant.
Yes.
And
he makes a comment about it, and she's like, oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. And he's like, no, it's
cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. And they actually start talking. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this could have, I feel bad for Katie. I feel so bad for Katie. Because she's like, oh, thank goodness I can finally be truthful. And she is truthful. The problem is she's drunk.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
It's not that she was lying. She wasn't lying about any of it. The problem was the presentation. Yeah. She had just worded things differently. Mm-hmm. And it's this thing that you just want to like just cover her mouth. It's like, no, just hang on. You just calm down.
Right.
You just stay quiet for like an hour. And yeah. We can fix this. But she is... It's not even that she's truthful. It's the fact that she just presents it badly.
So at this point, she tells Aaron, I'm actually not bad at math. I'm very good at math.
You're bad at math.
Yeah. And in all three versions, he gets offended. Rightfully so.
Well, no, he doesn't get offended. She says, well, now I'm failing. Isn't that funny? And he goes,
No, that's not funny at all.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
And then he says the simple thing, well, why didn't you just talk to me?
Yeah.
And her excuse is not great
because
of the way she words it.
Yes.
She could have said, I was uncomfortable because of my relationship with Regina.
Right.
Or Regina was uncomfortable mm-hmm. with this. Or it would have put me in an awkward position. But what she actually says is...
So why didn't you just talk to me?
Well, because I couldn't. Because of Regina. Because you were her property.
Her property?
No, shut up. Not her property.
No, don't tell me to shut up.
I wasn't...
God, you know what? You are just like a clone of Regina.
Yuck! Ew!
It is just so bad.
Yeah.
Not made any better by the fact that Regina walks in at the exact moment Katie yarfs.
Vomits. On Aaron's shoes.
On Aaron's shoes. Katie goes outside. Regina's realized exactly the long game that Katie's been mm-hmm. playing. And she's also lost Aaron. Now... She runs into Janice, who not only is coming back from her art show, but has seen exactly what she traded the art show for.
Yeah.
And
to
Katie...
To throw a house party.
Oh, for a stupid, stupid boy.
Yes. And so then, Janice and Damien are rightfully pissed mm-hmm. because they expected Katie to be with them and support them. Actually, they expected Katie to be completely gone.
But more than that, I think they're angry.
Yeah.
But all of it could have been fixed if not for the one thing that Katie does next. Janice is mad. She needs space. Katie follows her, and Katie says,
you know what? It's not my fault you're, like, in love with me or something.
What?
Oh, no, she did not.
It's not my fault you're obsessed or that you're, like, in love with me.
Not good.
I think she legitimately said it as just, you know...
I think she said it to try to hurt Janice.
I don't think so. I think really? She said it as sort of like in jest, you know, like, I can say this. It's, you know, you're blowing this out of proportion. Mm-hmm. It's not that. And that Janice would quickly understand that. Now, the problem with that is Janice has not only seized the situation for what it is, but those are almost the exact words that her other friend. And it's just.
Yeah. It's like she's throwing Regina's words back at Janice.
And it hurts.
Your idea for me to pretend to be plastic.
Buddy, it's not pretend. You are as plastic as they come. You think your shit don't stink. You think the rest of us are dumb. I hate Regina's guts. But here's what you don't comprehend. At least she has the guts to not pretend to be my friend.
And I love Damien's reaction. Damien is the one that has the exact reaction that I see. He just freezes. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. And Janice... this time gets to react mm-hmm. the way she wanted to, that she wished she'd react before.
Yeah.
She says, oh no, I'm not obsessed with you. Here's the thing. You are so self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
You think everybody loves you. And in reality, we all
everybody
hate
hates you.
I love in the 2005.
Aaron Samuels, for example, he broke up with Regina and guess what? He still doesn't want you. So why are you still messing with Regina, Katie? I'll tell you why. Because you are a mean girl.
Because you're a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Damien's terrific closer.
Oh, yeah, they're driving away on the scooter.
And he starts screaming.
Yeah.
And I want my pink shirt back! I want my pink shirt back!
Because previously, which we didn't mention, he gives Katie her first pink shirt that she's able to wear for Wednesday at the Plastics.
Because on Wednesdays,
we were pink.
They were pink. Fun fact. Damien in the 2005, after doing several takes, that was just an ad lib he threw in there.
I thought
it was so funny they kept it.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, Katie is rock bottom.
Yeah. After the party, Regina is upset. And so Regina goes and decides what she's going to do to get back at Katie is write her own name in the burn book.
See, now, first time I saw this, Yeah, you have Rachel McAdams. By the way, this is also where Rachel McAdams finds out about the poison bars. Because her...
Yeah, yes, her mom walks in like, oh no.
In the musical, yeah, but Shane Omen was the one. He says, I hate those. Coach always makes us eat those when we have to go up a weight class.
Yeah.
And she just starts screaming nonstop.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I would be so upset, man, just to find out like, oh, well, the damage I've been inadvertently doing to my body.
Yeah, without realizing it.
And in fact, trying to do the exact opposite. I mean, it's just, it's horrendous. Mm-hmm. But Regina is, Rachel McAdams, Regina.
Yeah.
Hysterically screaming, nonstop, just running. And at first I thought she was going to destroy things. She grabs a picture. She grabs the burn book. She writes the following.
This girl is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Do not trust her. She is a ugly slut.
And then you don't see the picture. And the thing is, she puts it, and it's her picture.
It's her own picture.
Now, first time I saw that, back in that common room as a freshman in college, I thought she accidentally put her own picture.
Oh.
And then she was like, this moment where she was like gonna, it's like, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm terrible. But then I didn't quite get it at first.
No, so the reason she's putting this together is she's going to get back at Katie, and she's about to bring the bird book out to light for everybody to see.
Ooh, and this is where we start Act 3. Let's talk about Regina's plan. The burn book has terrible things written in it.
Yeah, about students and teachers.
And teachers, yes. In fact, whenever Katie is confronted by Miss Norberry, Miss Norberry insists that she should do better.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of points out, she says, dumbing yourself down for a guy is, you know, this is not an original concept.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go well, and you can and should do better, and I expect better.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, why do you care? She says, because I'm a pusher.
I'm a pusher, Katie.
And later she's venting about it to the plastics, and then one of them says, what does that mean? Like a drug pusher? And then they get Katie to write that in the book. Mm-hmm. And she does it out of just anger.
Yeah.
And at the time, the book is used as sort of this...
venting.
I hate to use the word therapeutic, but yeah, it's like a venting thing. And that's all well and good, to a degree. But you don't have these things for exactly the reason that happens next.
Right. So, but they're also saying these things and putting them in the book because they know it's not going to go public.
Yep. But unfortunately, Regina has other plans.
Yeah.
In the stage play, and in the 2005, she does something that I consider to be wildly risky.
Yeah.
She makes photocopies, which could be easily traced to her.
Oh, yeah.
I do, however, love the image of Rachel McAdams sprinkling the pages
everywhere. Throughout
the, you know, just putting some under doors, some are taped, like, on the walls.
Yes.
She puts them everywhere. And in the stage play, she immediately brings the book to, she makes Xeroxes, and she puts the book in the principal's hands. Originally, she says she found it in the girls' room and pretends to cry.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm so upset. There's stuff about me in it.
Well, yeah, she says, it's just so terrible. I don't know why anybody would ever write this.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I don't know who would write this. And she says, well, there's only three girls who are in the whole grade that aren't in it. Now, at this time, other people are finding these pages.
Yeah.
Now, in the 2024, this is where they made a change that I love. What Regina does is she drops the book randomly, and she waits for somebody to find it. And of course, a high school student is going to find that, and they're going to do what high school students do. They're going to take it, and they're going to try to make it. They're going to do whatever they think is going to cause the most fun and havoc. And that does this terrible thing. It does exactly what happened with that chat room.
Yeah.
Because each person that's mentioned in the book, somebody will have sent their page to them, which means they have to confront the fact that somebody said this, and now this person that sent them knows it, and this other person that sent it knows it, and who else knows about it, and they're not even going to tell me. It is public knowledge. It is everywhere. It is a fire, and it keeps spreading. And not only that, but high schoolers are not going to go, oh no, I'm upset. I need to be by myself. They're going to go on the attack.
Yes, and they're going to accuse anybody and everybody of giving that information out in the public.
You told.
Yeah.
No, she told.
Yeah.
I know for a fact she told.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you told this. Well, you did that.
Yeah.
And it
just explodes.
It's a wildfire.
Yeah.
So it becomes a riot. It's a riot. And I love the image of Regina standing at the top of the stairs surveying this.
Yes, just kind of like, oh, look at all this chaos I have caused.
Yeah, well, and I think, okay, in the musical, in the stage play, there is a song called Watch the World Burn.
Yes.
This starts off with Regina in her room coming up with a plan. And one of the things she says is, what is it? Basically she says, you took me down, but you didn't finish me off.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake. And she comes up with this plan. And the first time she says it, there is a little bit of kind of ache to it.
I brought the gasoline. I wanna watch the world burn and everyone get near. I wanna watch the world burn. I got the gasoline. I wanna watch the world burn and everyone get near.
You can tell she's hurt.
She's very hurt by this.
Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. Like, if I'm hurt, you're all about to experience what I'm experiencing.
Yeah. She'd never experienced this kind of rejection. And so she's going to do the one thing she knows how to do better than anybody, and that is manipulate the system. Mm-hmm. She goes on to sing that chorus three more times.
Yeah.
The last time, the second to last time, you can hear she's got all the strength into it.
Yes.
And the last time is pure rage.
Right.
It's so good. It's amazing. Like, she just nailed it. You go from, like, in the beginning of that, and I didn't pick up on this until I was listening to it without watching, and I was like, oh my God.
It just gets more and more intense.
Well, the first time, the first chorus, I was just like, oh honey, it's gonna be okay. Like, it's fine. Like, we're gonna fix it. Like, I felt empathy for Regina George.
You know, you end up sympathizing with Regina.
You do. And you just want to tell her, it's like, this is the worst that you've ever felt, and we're gonna get through it. Like, you don't have to deal with this alone. Mm. She feels like she is totally alone. She's never experienced camaraderie. It's human nature to sort of be a part of a group. She doesn't know how to be a part of a group positively. Mm. She's gonna make everything negative.
Right.
And damned if she doesn't know how to do it.
And do it big.
Whew. So the riot starts, and there are some serious accusations. Mm. One of which being,
Miss Norberry is a drug pusher.
Now, all of this could be lots of games and just a childish prank that got out of control. But as soon as legal
starts impacting, especially the adults, it starts impacting the adults' lives, because also Coach Carr gets pulled into it.
Well, he is thankfully cut from, like, his point again.
Yes.
There's no funny way to joke about a felony. It's not okay. Just wildly inappropriate. And I'm glad they left it out. But the fact that Miss Norberry is now being accused of being a drug pusher to her students.
Yes.
So that's why, one of the reasons, in fact, the principal tells her that they decide they're going to get all the girls into one place. Because obviously, trusting the girls to regulate themselves
and work it out
and conflict resolve is not going to work.
Not with high school juniors.
And so they have to literally be forced in one place where they can't lie anymore. I do love the lines. I will keep you here all night if I have to.
We can only keep them until 4 p.m.
I will keep you here until 4.
I think Principal Duval kind of handles this in maybe the best way a male teacher or principal can.
Possibly could.
He kind of collects everybody in the gym and then shoves it off on a female teacher.
Originally, he says,
there has to be something that you can say to these young ladies. Something to help them with their self-esteem.
It's not a self-esteem problem. I think they're all pretty pleased with themselves.
So then Ms. Norberry says, I think there's some serious girl-on-girl crime going on here.
It's very, you know, textbook, and I guarantee you this probably came out of the Queen Bees and Wannabes. Mm-hmm. Everyone close your eyes. Have you ever had a girl say something behind your back?
Right.
So, Caitlin, have you ever had a girl say something behind your back?
Absolutely, yes. I think everybody has.
And have you ever said something bad about a girl behind her back?
Yeah, I think also everybody. And that's evident in the movie too, where pretty much everybody's raising their hand.
I can say that not only does it feel bad to be talked about, I definitely lost my temper and talked negatively about somebody.
Yes.
And then her guy friend confronted me about it, and I straight up lied.
Ugh.
I felt like I didn't have a choice, and I had so many choices. I should have and could have
apologized.
Just say, hey, guess what? Redacted.
Yeah.
I said this, and I feel about it.
And I shouldn't have.
And here's why I said it, because I thought it would make me feel better.
Yeah.
And surprise, it didn't.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the new thesis of this entire story. When it's the first time we hear, calling somebody ugly does not make you prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Calling somebody dumb doesn't make you smarter.
Nope.
And making somebody feel bad does not make you feel better.
Right. That's hard. That's this realization that all this toxic stuff that you're doing actually is really toxic, and it's not helping anybody or anything.
One of my favorite phrases is, hanging on to resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. And it's just, there's so much negativity, and there's all this crap that you not only don't need, but you're so much better without. And you and I had a conversation, it was a few weeks ago, when we were trying to figure out what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And we said, probably the most destructive phrase that has commonly fallen on in American women's culture is, that's fine because. And the way that we were using it was, well, she is married, but that's fine because I just got my house.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel like you have to one-up the other person. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, you know, she has two kids, but I have a really successful career. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you have to justify the choices that you make, or your, like, inability to be on the same path as somebody else.
And again, it's a constant lesson.
Yeah.
Bringing somebody down doesn't bring you up.
No.
And it's such a deep message for Mean Girls, the pinkest of all the pink movies. But Miss Norberry has everybody confront things. And they do, like, their trust falls. Mm-hmm. So things are looking better. The girls are starting to apologize. Not in the best way. I like, was it?
They're apologizing the way high school girls apologize.
I don't hate you because you're fat. You're fat because I hate you.
Yes.
Or, it's not your fault you're so gap-toothed. It's just, okay.
That's like not, if we're pulling out of Mean Girls world, like, that's not an apology.
Even Karen and Gretchen kind of get in there. Of course, Gretchen's is cut from the later films, but in the original, you know, I'm sorry that everyone's so jealous of me, and they just let her fall. except for Karen.
Yeah. It's like, okay, walk it off.
Yeah, walk it off.
Karen kind of throws Gretchen under the bus.
Accidentally.
Gretchen. I'm sorry I laughed at you that time you got diarrhea at Barnes & Noble, and I'm sorry I told everyone about it. And I'm sorry for repeating it now.
She's like,
And I just love Gretchen's, in all versions, she's just like, wide-eyed.
Karen, stop talking.
Of course, the person that's getting the least out of this workshop is Regina George.
Oh, yeah. And she went in there knowing she wasn't going to get anything out of it.
I think all the girls went in there, quote-unquote, knowing they weren't going to get anything out of it. But she's the only one who absolutely refuses to let go of the original hierarchy. Mm-hmm. Now, Janice gets on top of the... Because the idea is you're doing an apology and then you do a trust fall. So Janice is on top of the desk, and before she can say anything, Regina makes a comment. And the comment is always something in the vein of, great, just her wildest fantasy diving into a big pile of girls. And Janice is done. She is done with all that. I might actually clip Janice's little speech.
I'll do it.
Okay, yeah, I've got an apology. So, I have this friend who is a new student this year, and I convinced her that it would be fun to mess up Regina George's life. So I had her pretend to be friends with Regina, and then she would come to my house after and we would just laugh about all the dumb stuff Regina said. And we gave her these candy bar things that would make her gain weight, and we turned her best friends against her. And then, Katie? You know my friend Katie. She made out with Regina's boyfriend and then convinced him to break up with her. Oh, God, and we gave you foot cream instead of face wash. God! I am so sorry, Regina. Really, I don't know why I did it. I guess it's probably because I've got a big lesbian crush on you. Suck on that!
Lizzie Caplan cannot be topped.
No.
And so after...
That's the original. You cannot make that any better.
Mm-mm. She has that great moment. But in the process, she outs Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, Karen and Gretchen are hearing what Katie's done. And Regina knows the exact. Like, yeah. She knows the extremes. But see, it's at this point, the musical takes this... Just, it's amazing. I wrote in my notes, this song called I'd Rather Be Me is the anthem every high school girl should know.
Yeah.
I love Ali's music. Like, I love her version, but it's not as good as Barrett's.
I agree.
It's not. It's shot beautifully. It's impressive, but it doesn't have the same energy.
No, it really doesn't. And I think that's where it's lacking in the remake.
But there are certain lyrics that I cannot get over. Janice, you know, she says, you know, the very beginning, your best friend screwed you over, acted nice when she's not nice. I have some advice because it's happened to me. And then...
Here's my secret strategy. It always works because the world doesn't end. It just feels like it does.
God, I have been there when it's like, oh God.
I have too, absolutely.
Like, everything is just crumbling.
Yeah.
And you're just in a free fall. And you have to realize that's something that comes with age. It's not as terrible as it seems.
No.
You and I have talked about some pretty things, yeah, some pretty dark things.
Yeah, we have.
And I remember telling you, I said, hey, listen, I have been in the dark places.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that your feelings are valid, but I can also tell you, as bad as this feels, it's not that terrible.
It's and you will get over
it. You are going to get over it. And the way that you're going to get out of this, and by the way, anybody who's listening, the way you get out of those dark places is you get out with people.
Yes.
You don't do it by yourself because you can't.
You're...
And there's nothing wrong with the fact that you can't.
Yeah. You physically need people to help you.
And... Because your perspective is so muddled at that point. But anyway, Janice sings this song. And there's so many poignant lines.
Yeah.
So raise your right finger and solemnly swear whatever they say about me, I don't care.
Whatever they say about me, I don't care.
Yeah.
She goes on.
We're supposed to all be ladies and be nurturing and care. Is that really fair? Boys get to fight, we have to share. Here's the way that turns out. We always understand how to slap someone down with our underhands.
And that's just it. Like, growing up, if a girl did something, you couldn't just smack her. You had to come up with a way that was going to one-up how bad she made you feel. And you had to do it in a really underhanded way.
Yes.
And the best way to do that is to figure out what their weaknesses are.
And pounce on it.
And it's so effed up.
It's conniving. It's...
That's insane!
Yeah.
That is insane. That is exactly... We learn how to slap someone down with our underhand.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
But in the end, you know, she says... The point is, I'd rather be me than be with you.
Yep.
Now, it's during this, Janice somehow has won the entire tide. The student body rallies around Janice.
Yeah, and in the original movie, they have kind of, she kind of crowd surfs a little bit.
She does. And they do on the play, mm-hmm. in the stage version too. Now, Regina, seeing she has no foothold at all, she leaves. Now, my question is this, do you think she leaves to self-reflect, or do you think she leaves with the idea of coming up with a new plan?
I think she leaves because she's coming up with a way to...
She's going to figure out some other reason.
Yeah. I don't think Regina is self-reflecting at all at this point.
No. Because I don't think she sees any merit in it. But Katie, on the other hand, I think has finally snapped out of it. And she immediately goes, she sees Regina running away.
Yep. And follows.
And follows with the idea that maybe Regina's hurt.
Yep.
Because she immediately comes in, Regina, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Regina, I shouldn't have done this. I am so sorry. It shouldn't have gone this way. But Regina snaps around and immediately goes on the offensive.
Yep.
She says, I'm not surprised that you're some loser. And, you know, everybody says you're just the less hot version of me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably would have been. If not for
the bus.
The bus.
She gets walloped.
She gets run smack over with a bus. Mm-hmm. Now, and this is a point in my notes, I don't know, because I emailed them to you, and this point in the notes is called Remnants of the Past and Why High School Students Can't Collectively Learn a Damn Thing. And it's this. Regina gets hit by a bus and everybody just freezes and they do not learn a thing. Mm-mm. They just immediately go into whose side are we going to pick? And the entire student body splits into three fractions.
Yeah, they start speculating. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, I heard that Katie pushed her.
And I heard Regina jumped in front of the bus. But yeah, the three factions become people that don't like Regina because of who she is. Mm-hmm. People who don't like Katie because of who she pretended to be. And people who don't like either.
Yeah.
Because they're just too problematic.
Too much.
Yeah.
I want to say I would have been in that third category, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a problem. Because we're all stupid when we're teenagers.
Like, I want to say I'd be like, okay, this is crazy. I'm not going to waste my energy on this. But instead, you know, you've got, I don't know. I might have picked a side if I was in that, in the girl world.
Yeah, and I probably would have picked the side that I saw more merit in it for me. Because, again, I was a stupid teenage girl. All right. So, at this point, Katie has made the decision she is going to suck out the poison from her life.
Yeah, she's going to right her wrongs.
She is. Starting with...
Mrs. Norberry.
She takes responsibility for the entire burn book and refuses to rat out Gretchen, Karen, and Regina.
Yep. Because she's doing this new thing where she doesn't talk about people.
Yep. And she's trying again in math. She's getting back. She does fess up to her parents finally, although I kind of feel like that's an afterthought at this point. Her dad in the original... says, oh, yeah, I need you to send my test because I'm failing. And he doesn't even know how to ground her because she's...
You're, grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've never had to parent a child in high school before, so they don't really know what to do.
Just think about that perspective. Like, can you imagine how terrifying that would be if you had this kid that went from this to this in a matter of 1 year?
Yeah.
Like, that's nightmare territory. Yeah. Mm-mm. But yeah, so I mean, again, kids, if you're listening, like, hug your parents because they are doing the best that they can. But anyway, I'm gonna hug my dad and my mom too, for that matter. She'll be asleep. But yeah, I'll wait. I won't be a creeper about it. I'll wait till tomorrow. Hi, Dad. Again, if you're here,
if you've made it this far, congratulations.
Whew. Okay. Anyway, Katie is starting to really take responsibility, although. She doesn't really apologize to Regina yet. She kind of... She kind of waits for that.
Yeah.
All right. So she goes to the mathletes.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mrs. Norberry gives her an opportunity for extra credit extra so credit. She can make up all her failed quizzes to join the mathletes in their regional competition.
Yeah. And today's the first day I actually listened to the song Let's Do This Thing. Mm. And it is actually a pretty good one. Yeah. And it's got, you know, basically the theming, I don't know it enough to, like, quote the lyrics.
Yeah.
But basically the idea is, hey, it feels really good not to be dumbed down. And it feels really good to just be myself.
Yeah. And know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it's just so freeing and wonderful. And why did I ever not do this? Like, I love me. Why did I want to be not me?
Yeah.
And so, just, it's so exhausting to try to be somebody else. And then, point is, they, of course, now in the movie of the musical, we get to the mathletes, and the moderator.
Yeah, the competition moderator.
Is.
And I looked over at you in the movie, and I was like, oh, it's Lindsay Lohan!
We both went the same like, oh, it's Lindsay Lohan!
Like, I'm so happy she made it into this movie.
It was just perfect. Yeah. And I think Katie, like, whatever Katie's doing, like, her little, like, she's speaking out loud, talking about all the struggles, and Lindsay Lohan goes, I don't know your life.
Yes, you do. You were her.
She actually mentions, in the original, she says, this has never happened before. It's a tie. In the new one, says, this has only ever happened once before.
Yes.
Now,
so, in this competition, they select both girls to face off in the sudden death round.
Which, by the way, you understand why, right?
Oh, yeah, because they think the girls are going to be stupid. Yeah. And you know, they're the least intelligent of the four of us.
Katie, trying to be a newfound
nice
girl, says, you know, hey, tries to reach her hand out, you know, hey. And she's immediately met with something like, you know, don't talk to me, slut, or something. And she's like, whoa.
So then Katie has this realization that, okay, like, I don't I don't know you. We're not competing girl to girl. We're competing school to school. We're competing in a competition. It's not you versus me.
It's nothing. We don't need to make it personal.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to get personal.
Yeah, so she has this realization, like, it's not girl versus girl.
But while she's having this realization, unfortunately, the Marymount girl gives the answer first. Yep. Unfortunately. It is the wrong answer. Yep. Anyway.
So, we now know that Katie is fully capable of answering this problem, and she takes the time to work it out, and we have another yet quotable line, the limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. Now, it keeps getting brought up several times, including in that first Yawn song that Katie sings in the new movie. And I was like, the only reason this song exists is for that one line, and the only reason that one line exists is for this one line for a movie that's 20 years old.
Right.
Great.
Which also makes me sad that this original movie is 20 years old. But I digress.
Why? Because you miss not being able to, like, drive? Is that the problem for you?
Yeah, I was definitely not driving in 2005. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I won't tell you where I was in 2005, but I was not driving.
Were you like at a roller rink or skater birthday party?
I would have been in like the fourth or fifth grade.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I didn't watch this movie until like late middle school.
I love to hate you. Okay. Anyway.
So what I didn't like about how the Broadway did it is they kind of convoluted the whole story. We kind of missed the part where Katie gets suspended and can't return back to school.
No, they do that really fast. Oh, yeah. In the movie.
In the movie, yeah.
Well, she says, no, it happens real fast.
Yeah, it does.
She goes to the, she tells them about the book, book, and the principal says she's banned from the Spring Fling and suspended for two weeks or whatever.
Well, they win. Yeah,
they win
because of Katie's answer.
Yeah, and now Katie is a part of a group in a positive way. But anyway, they decide they're going to go to the Spring Fling.
Yep.
So they go to the Spring Fling because every high school movie with these kind of stakes has to end on a dance.
It has to.
I spent my entire life thinking that dances were going to be a much more prominent featured role in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not.
So they go to the Spring Fling. Now, at this point, in the new version, there's a big deal made about Janice taking a girl. You know, they take time out of the thing to have her. Okay, again, I don't know why it's such a big thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, but also what the original movie and the Broadway do, I don't know why I love this so much. Janice and Damien have matching suits.
They do.
And I love it so much. And so I was a little disappointed to not see it in the remake.
I also love the moment that happens in the musical and the original movie where they're dancing and they kind of look at each other and they kiss for like a split second and then, nope.
Yep, absolutely not. Yep.
No. Anyway, Katie goes to the Spring Fling and she does two things. First off, well, she does talk to Janice, but before that, she goes to the bathroom.
Yep.
And she finds Regina.
Yep.
Regina is in a corrective neck collar.
Neck brace, yeah.
Which, by the way, has bedazzled jewels on it to go with her dress.
Mm-hmm. And she cannot move her head.
She can't move her head.
She's fully immobilized. And Katie tells her how pretty she looks.
And her response is, I'm wearing a corrective neck collar. And it's, you know, it's, I don't know. I think it's partially that thing we're talking about. We can't take compliments. Mm-mm. But the fact that she would try to deflect it is huge for Regina.
Yes.
So, but I'm loath to qualify that as a positive thing.
Yeah.
But they're talking and Regina says, you know, I died. Like technically I was dead.
For 15 seconds.
For 15 seconds. And that's like, I could not be here. And it's just sort of this realization. It's like, you know, that would have been my life and all this stuff. It's a lot of unsaid things, but they kind of go back and forth. And then Katie says, I'm so sorry about the bus. Mm-hmm. And Regina says, and I love this, Regina says, it's not your fault. Don't apologize for things that aren't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way that Renee Rapp says it, because it's just this sort of like kind of wink, you know, she's like, no, don't apologize for things that aren't your fault.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, 100%. Do you know how many times I say I'm sorry on a daily basis?
I mean, same.
Yeah.
It's to the point where you know, people be like, why are you apologizing? You did not cause this.
There we are got things a long that, way to go, ladies.
Yeah, there are things that we apologize for that we have no reason apologizing for them. Mm-hmm. But I struggle with this every day, where it's like, oh, I'm sorry. What am I sorry for? I'm yep. not.
Don't apologize for things that are not your fault.
Yeah.
And
it's easier said than done.
There is sort of a halfway joke, and they get out of it. It could have been just so corny, just covered in cheese, but they get out of it the Tina Fey way. And the way he says, you know, just being, I'm just, you know, I'm a bitch, but you know what they would call me if I was a boy? And Katie says, strong. And then there's a moment and Regina says, Reginald. Frankly, I'd just rather be bitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, and granted, she's got, like, pain meds, and they kind of play it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a perfect way of, like, yeah, it brings the point without putting too much cheese on top.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, don't, you know.
But okay. So Katie goes, and she goes to try to apologize to Janice. Mm-hmm. I love the way they don't really resolve it right away yep. in the, until after the crowning.
Right.
But in the original movie, eventually Katie says, are we okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, are we still friends? And Janice says, are you still an asshole? And Katie says, no, I think I'm over that. And Janice says, well, yeah, I think we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
But in the musical, she goes to start apologizing, and she's named Spring Fling Queen.
Alongside Shane Omen.
Shane Omen!
Spring Fling King.
Oh, Shane Omen. Sweet, sweet baby Shane Omen. She's given the opportunity. She's given the mic, despite Mr. Duvall constantly saying, you know, most people don't make a speech.
You don't need a speech. She's like, hang on, let me finish. I'm almost done.
Now, it's at this point in the musical, she sings a song called Shine.
Yeah.
Now, this one, they made a massive misstep.
Yeah.
In the 2024, they slow it down because, again, she's not the Broadway singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it this more intimate, personal thing. Making it more intimate and personal works for Watch the World Burn. Mm-hmm. And it works for Someone Gets Hurt. It doesn't work for Katie in this moment because she has already learned this lesson now twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once just before the Mathletes and during the Mathletes. Now's the point where in the original, she shares her knowledge. And here's the thing. It's like, I'm gonna start walking on this path. I'm gonna do the thing you don't do in Girl yeah. World. I'm gonna do something that's not Queen Bee approved.
Nope.
I'm gonna start down this path, and here's why, and we can all do yeah. it together.
Yeah. And I like the metaphor that she's using. I mean, obviously, so the click is called the plastics, and then she's holding this plastic crown in her hand, and she's just like, it's plastic. It's just, you can just break it.
Yeah.
I love that metaphor in the original, and then they continue on in the rest of them.
Now, the stage play makes it a much bigger thing. Yes. Of course, I get it. Bigger works better for Broadway, yes. but I think they missed an opportunity to bring it bigger
mm-hmm.
for the movie.
Yes.
The lyrics start out, you know, cheap, fake, easy to break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it goes on, you know, plastic don't shine, rhinestones don't shine, glitter don't shine the way you do. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on, you are so rare. I see you there. I see you. And so she has this beautiful thing. You know, she's sharing it. She's giving people pieces of the crown.
Yes.
You know, she is, she's really, she's going out on a limb for a positive meaning mm-hmm. and message. She is truly walking the walk in this moment. Right. Now, for some reason, unknown to God or man, they make this new solo for Katie in the 24. I'm so it's not good, and it belittles the message.
It really does.
And the reason why is because it took out my favorite line. This is the whole reason I wanted to do this episode. Mm-hmm. This was something that I was listening to, and it almost, if I hadn't been driving, I literally would have stopped in my tracks. it was something that caught me, and I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And the lyric is, there's a point where Katie reaches out, she sees Janice on one side, she sees Gretchen and Karen on the mm-hmm. other, and I think Regina's kind of nearby. And she kind of reaches out for each person as she says it. Mm-hmm. And she says,
you are real, and you are rare. I want to say,
see you there.
This is the whole crux.
It's me and you, not us and her. Cause if we knew how strong we were, we'd say what we are. Say what you
I mean, that's a message.
Yeah.
That it goes back to what you and I were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine because, that's fine because, don't tear each other down,
yeah.
Build each other up. That's right. The only way.
It's me and you, not us versus them. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
It's we're all living here together in our own individual way.
Yeah. And in the 2024, they make this thing where Katie says, she's gonna light the way, she's gonna be the beacon, mm-hmm. She's gonna watch out for you. The problem is, Katie, you're not better than everybody else.
Yeah.
You don't have special powers, and that's the whole point of this.
Right.
The crux is this. For some reason, we as a gender have been told we can't do much. And some of us can get past the line. Some of us can do better than most. But not all of us. And subsequently, you don't have to be the best. You have to just be better than your neighbors.
Yeah.
And there's two ways to do that. You can legitimately be better than mm-hmm. your neighbors, which is rare. Or you can tear your neighbors down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us and them.
Yeah.
It's me and you.
Yeah. And it's your only competition should be yourself. You should be just trying to be better than you were yesterday. Not better than the person sitting next to you.
Your competition is who you were the day before.
Yes.
And that is exactly where it needs to be.
Right.
So, overall, this took, 2 months almost?
Yeah.
To really put together.
Yeah.
So, this all started because you and I wanted to get out of our houses
yes,
for a little while.
Yes, we needed it.
We really did. And then it just sort of snowballed into this thing. Now,
and it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
It did.
And you're like, okay, here's my recommendation to you. Go see the Broadway
mm-hmm.
one. And I'm like, okay, well, I've seen two. So now I need to go see what this remake was originally
mm-hmm.
constructed out of.
And it just sort of snowballed. And we kept talking about things that's like, yeah, that is messed mm-hmm. up. And yeah, that's crazy. And so I would say, I'm of the mind that if you are going to take anything, if you're going to make something new out of existing IP,
mm-hmm.
the whole point is because you needed to add to it.
Right.
Not just carbon copy.
Yeah.
I would definitely say that the original was great.
Yes.
And I would say the stage play added to it in a different way.
With the songs, I think.
Now, I think that the musical version, the 2024, is not bad. But here's the thing.
No.
I think it's more accessible than a Broadway play. Broadway is not a cheap hobby, and frankly, we live in an area where it's not accessible
right.
at all. That being said, if you are interested, I would highly recommend this movie.
Yeah.
But you have to go in with the understanding that it's not a carbon copy, and
no.
it's not meant to be.
Right.
There are things that are changed for the better.
And there are things that are not so great.
Yeah. And again, that's fine. But I'll tell you this. If you love it, highly recommend the
yes.
Broadway show.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, I went from loving the original, seeing the remake with you, the 2024 remake, and then you saying, okay, if you liked this, go see the Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked it up and watched it. And if I had to rank them now, seeing
mm-hmm.
all three, I would rank the cult classic original first,
mm-hmm.
then the Broadway, and then the remake. And in the order of my favorites. And, you know, I didn't expect that because I really liked the movie, the 2024 movie, when it came out.
Yeah. I remember leaving thinking, like, I had so much fun
yeah,
with that.
It was a good watch.
It was. It's just not as good as the Broadway play.
Or the original.
But
yeah.
it's, yeah, but it's not a bad watch.
No.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun with it. It's not Citizen Kane.
No.
I don't know why I said that. I don't like Citizen Kane. But that's everyone's go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Dan Little. But yeah, I mean, it's a good watch, and I think it's
got a good message.
It's got a poignant message. Yes,
yeah.
It is something that I think a lot of people are gonna overlook.
Mm.
Mean Girls, okay.
Yeah.
I think I could recommend this to nearly every woman in my life, and
absolutely.
Frankly, most of the men.
Absolutely. I tried to get Brian to watch it with me. He watched the last 30 minutes of the Broadway version.
I will say this, they definitely manipulated me with the movie, because, like, you see them closing the garage door, mm-hmm. and they're waving, and I'm like, don't leave, friends!
Yeah, I'm like, no! I wish we would have gotten kind of the closing story that we got with the movie, how you kind of see where, you know, Karen, who's now, she was the weather girl, and now she's doing mm-hmm. the weather announcements for the day for the school.
Regina's on the lacrosse.
Yeah, Regina moves to sports. Gretchen has a new clique with the Vietnamese girls.
Very disappointing with Gretchen. I don't feel like she grew in the 2005.
No, she went directly to another clique.
It's a very linear shift.
You know, actually in the original movie, Janice and Kevin get together.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's Lebanese and he feels that.
Yeah, he likes... Yeah.
He
dates women of color. And you hear Lindsay Lohan said, girls' world is finally at peace.
Mm-hmm. But that's Mean Girls.
Yeah.
All right, so takeaway lessons. I would say make fetch happen.
Enjoy your October 3rds.
Know you have no limits.
Wear pink on Wednesdays.
I would say that's a pretty good message.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, for this incredibly long episode, I've had a pretty good time. This is Aubrey.
This is Caitlin.
And this has been
Recommended to Me by a Friend.
Bye.
Bye.